A new bipartisan commission is examining how to fix some of the voting problems that occurred during the last two presidential elections. The panel is led by former President Jimmy Carter and former Secretary of State James Baker. At its first hearing yesterday in Washington, a number of witnesses described a system still plagued by controversy, voter suspicion, and limited funds. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The 2004 election didn't become a national crisis like the one in 2000 did, but Common Cause President Shelley Pingree told the commission that doesn't mean everything went well.
Voters waited in line for hours. They were confronted by malfunctioning voting equipment. They faced sometimes arbitrary voter ID requirements. And too many found they had been inexplicably deleted from the voter rolls.
She and other witnesses recounted the tens of thousands of calls voter helplines received on Election Day. While many voters were allowed to cast provisional ballots if they ran into trouble at the polls, there was confusion over which of those votes would count. In the end, almost one-third of the 1.5 million provisional ballots cast on Election Day were discarded. Barbara Arnwine of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights said there were also efforts to discourage minority voters.
Malicious, deceptive, misleading, and devious flyers misidentify polling places, publicize Election Day as November 3rd,
and even threatened some voters with jail if they cast ballots while they had something as minor as an outstanding traffic ticket. But other witnesses said they were concerned about voter fraud and a system that can't guarantee that only eligible voters get to vote. Wall Street Journal editorial board member John Fund has written a book about the issue called Stealing Elections.
Too many of our states still have election systems that are so sloppy that you cannot tell where incompetence ends and where actual fraud might begin.
He said one problem is duplicate voter registrations. A law requiring states to have centralized voter registration lists by January 1st is supposed to help, but witnesses told the panel they doubt that every state can meet that deadline. One reason is that Congress has yet to provide all the money it promised 3 years ago to help states modernize their voting systems. John Fund had another suggestion, requiring voters to show a photo ID at the polling place. But in response to a question from former President Carter, Fund said he wouldn't recommend a national ID card. It's too controversial.
What you're saying, though, is that you're against it because other people might be against it.
No. I do have concerns as well, but from the purposes of the commission, I would tell you that any time you have the words national ID card strung in a phrase together, you are asking for trouble, and you are frankly going to slow down the process of real reform that can be done at the state level.
Well, we appreciate you trying to keep us out of trouble.
But afterwards, Carter said the commission will consider whether a national ID card is a good idea. Although the private panel, composed of former officials and election experts, can only make recommendations. Carter said they'll also look into whether electronic voting machines should have paper ballot backups. He said a broader issue is how to make voters more confident in the system.
There's some reason why 40% of qualified Americans do not vote. And we hope to address that basic question.
Baker said he was confident the commission can avoid partisanship and find common ground.
Our purpose in addressing election reform should not be to push one agenda against another, nor to sharpen the differences between the parties. They are plenty sharp as we meet here today with a country that is pretty evenly divided.
And indeed, even as he spoke, about a dozen protesters outside were calling for Baker's removal from the commission. That's because of his role as chief Republican strategist in the 2000 presidential recount. But Carter expressed his full support for the former Secretary of State. The commission will make its final recommendations in September. The question then is what Congress, the administration, and election officials will do with them. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.